Wake up. Wake up right now. I have a job to do, and I don't have time for this. Wake up! Why are you screaming? What do you mean I broke in? Do you know what day it is? Christmas Eve. It's not breaking in if I'm not stealing. You see this? Gifts for you. But I have an issue, you see. I'm sure you can help me. There's no tree. Yeah, you heard me. There's no tree. No flower pot, no vase. Hell, I'd go for a standing lamp that's green or red, preferably. Beggars can't be choosers. Listen, you have gifts in this bag, and I have to have a drop-off point, which is normally a big, beautiful, or small, beautiful plastic tree, normally in the middle of a living room or in a corner. Some people have them in their bedrooms, some in their bathrooms. Yeah, the bathroom was weird. I walked in on them. That's not the point. I need a drop-off point. Now get the tree. What do you mean there's no tree? Like, it's not here yet, or it's not gonna be here? Okay. No, I'm not freaking out. It's just, I haven't not seen a tree, or at least a strip of LED lights. Fidgeting? I'm not fidgeting. You're fidgeting. We elves just gotta stay on our toes. We can't be caught off guard. It's like my one work day the entire year, so I'm not gonna fuck this up. Yes, elves curse. Why? Listen, the naughty or nice list isn't decided on whether or not you cursed or do juvenile shit. He's Santa, not Jesus. You get on the nice list by not being a bitch. It's pretty easy. Not calling people slurs, being sincere and genuine, being nice for the sake of being nice. You did all of that. You were nice this year, and so you have gifts, but I need somewhere to leave these gifts. I can't just hand them to you, it ruins the magic. Now, why is there no tree? What do you mean? Every year you've had a tree. Every year you've had some sort of holiday spirit. This year you're glum. Well, of course I care. I care about you. Yes, I do. Listen, caring about people, it's free. It doesn't cost anything to acknowledge that someone else is alive and going through a hard time. Look, I know your year wasn't great. I know things didn't go to plan. I know plans fell through and life happened in some of the worst possible ways. I know in some moments you weren't your best self. And maybe you made some decisions that you aren't proud of. But you deserve to enjoy the holidays. I know you have a tree. I saw it. Yeah, I tripped over it when I came through the window. Yeah, I came through the window. What do you mean, why would I? You don't have a chimney. It's either chimney or a window. You chose window. Oh, there was no window where the tree was. Oh. Well, congratulations, you have a brand new window holder. Forget the window holder. No, I won't call it a hole, because that's not what it is. Listen, shut up. I'm already behind schedule. Let's get these decorations up. Yes, it's gonna be fun. Come on, trust me. Turn on the music. What do you mean, what music? No, don't turn that on. Christmas music, come on, you know, the jingle bells and the silent night, and I guess if you're into that sort of thing, the Mary, knowing with the baby, that whole thing. Yeah, there we go. Now come on, tell me with the box. What do you mean? This box is huge. Look at you go. Go human, go human, go. Well, that was hard, but it's worth it. Look at how nice this place looks. And look at that smile. You look happier already. This was fun. Yeah, I enjoyed myself. Your tree is up, so are the lights, and your presents are under the tree. Oh shit. I gotta go. My shift starts in a few hours. Oh, yeah, I have a regular job. I can't pay the bills just working one day a year, you know? Oh no, I'm fine. You don't have to direct me to a window. I'm using the door. What do you mean, where am I going? I'm going home. Well, good night, neighbor. Happy holidays. Bye.